Hello students, our lesson today is on ethics and safety measures in computing. Computers and the internet are collectively used as a communication tool all over the world. There is a big pool of information available on the internet. You can access this information anytime. Many people consider it as a blessing and make the most of it, whereas some people use it as a tool to harm others. Even while communicating over the internet, any wrong action or comment may give a bad social image to a person. Let us look at a few cases which tells us that it is a wrong action. Case 1. Ravi has just completed a presentation on computer ethics. Rahul copies Ravi's presentation and presents it as his own. This is a wrong action. Manish is given the task of designing a banner for his school's annual festival. He copies a design from the website of a famous company and presents it as a banner designed by him. This too is a wrong action. Case 3. Ali buys a game CD from the market. He makes several copies of the CD and sells them to his friends for rupees 10 per copy. Another case, Anu receives an email from an unknown source. Alok advises her not to open the email and to delete it. This is a correct action. Tina finds Preeti's email password and uses it to open Preeti's mailbox without her permission. This is a wrong action. Ethics are concerned with distinguishing between right and wrong actions. As the use of computers is increasing in your day-to-day life, it becomes essential that you follow some rules while using them. Ethics in computing. Computer ethics deals with the rules and practices that you should follow while working on computers. It is important for everyone to know these rules to prevent fraud and crime related to the use of computers. There are 10 rules, commonly referred to as the 10 Commandments, that are defined by the Computer Ethics Institute located in Washington, D.C. They are as follows. 1. You shall not use a computer to harm other people. You shall not interfere with other people's computer work. 3. You shall not snoop around in other people's computer files. 4. You shall not use a computer to steal. 5. You shall not use a computer to bear false witness. 6. You shall not copy or use proprietary software for which you have not paid without permission. 7. You shall not use other people's computer resources without authorization or proper compensation. 8. You shall not appropriate other people's intellectual output. 9. You shall think about the social consequences of the program you are writing or the system you are designing. 10. You shall always use a computer in ways that ensure consideration and respect for your fellow humans. The 10 commandments that I just read out were first presented in Dr. Raymond C. Barquin's paper In Pursuit of a 10 Commandments for Computer Ethics. We now move on to the next portion, Internet Ethics. The internet has become an important part of life. It is used to search for information, to send and receive email, to chat with people, to buy things, and to write blogs. Internet ethics are defined as the good values and practices that you should follow while using the internet. The Internet Architecture Board has provided a list of activities on the internet it considers as unethical. They are as follows. 1. Compromising the privacy of the user. 2. Putting the data of a computer in danger. 3. wasting the efforts of other people. 4. Spreading viruses and other harmful programs to disrupt the functioning of the internet. 5. Gaining unauthorized access to the passwords of email accounts and to websites. Let us now find out what are unethical practices. Some practices are considered unethical for users of the internet. These unethical practices are termed as cybercrime. Cybercrime is defined as an unlawful and punishable act committed using computers and the internet. People commit such acts with the intention of harming a person, a group of people, and even the world at large. Two common examples of cybercrime are stealing someone's personal or bank details and infecting computers linked to the internet with a virus. Plagiarism, cyberbullying, identity theft, phishing, farming, hacking, and so on are some common types of cybercrime. Let's find out what is plagiarism. People have access to a vast amount of information on the internet. Some of them use another person's ideas or work and pretend that it is their own. This act is called plagiarism and it is a wrong action. Cyberbullying. Harassing, threatening, or embarrassing anyone on the internet is known as cyberbullying. The people who perform cyberbullying are called cyberbullies. Cyberbullies use cell phones, instant messaging, email, chat rooms, or social networking websites to harass other people. You can prevent cyberbullying by educating yourself and logging out of your accounts properly while using the internet. Identity theft is another type of cybercrime. It is one of the most common forms of cybercrime. Here, people use the internet to steal someone's personal information. The information they steal could include the date of birth, phone number, credit card number, PIN of debit or credit card, Aadhaar card number, and passwords. The stolen information is then used for personal gain, such as obtaining new mobile connections, for online shopping, and for accessing bank accounts. You can prevent identity theft by securing your network using a firewall and anti-malware software, using strong passwords, changing your passwords frequently, and saving your data on the storage devices carefully. Phishing and farming are other types of cybercrime. Both phishing and farming are attempts to get your usernames, passwords, and other confidential information. In a phishing attack, phishers lure a user via email to a fake website. They create a website that looks similar to the website of a genuine company, such as a bank. The email or web page prompts the user to update or validate her or his personal information. Then this information is then used to withdraw funds from the user's bank account. A person who carries out such activities is called a phisher. In a farming attack, when a user enters a genuine web address, farmers redirect her or him to a wrong website. Hacking. Hacking is the act of gaining access to someone's computer for viewing, copying, or creating data on it. This is done with the help of computer programs. A person who carries out such activities is called a hacker. A hacker is someone who illegally breaks into computer systems to change or steal information. We now look at spamming, which is another type of cybercrime. Spam is unsolicited, unwanted email sent to many people. It may contain advertisements or may spread malware such as virus or may divert you to a website to steal your personal information. Therefore, spamming is an act of sending multiple copies of the same message to many people without their knowledge. Most people use spamming for advertising purposes. You can stop spams by not sharing your email ID on the websites where it is visible to the general public. You can use different accounts for personal and public emails. You should not respond to and buy from spam advertised websites. Software privacy is another major type of cybercrime. Software privacy is the illegal copying, distribution, or use of software application. When someone buys software, that person is known as the licensed user of that software. As a licensed user, an individual is permitted to make copies of the software program for backup purpose only. When an individual starts selling such copies in the market, it is known as software piracy. Such copies are known as pirated copies. There are different forms of software piracy, such as soft lifting, hard disk loading, renting, counterfeiting, and online piracy. Let us learn more about the different forms of software piracy. 1. Soft lifting. Soft lifting is the most common software piracy, usually practiced in homes and offices. Soft lifting means sharing software with someone who is not authorized by the license agreement. A common form of soft lifting involves purchasing a single licensed copy of software and then installing it on several computers. 2. Hard disk loading. This form of software piracy involves loading unauthorized copies of software onto the hard disk of a computer at the time of its purchase. It is often the person selling the computer who provides the pirated software. The most common pirated software is the operating system. 3. Renting. It is a crime to rent out or lend software without the permission of the license holder. This is similar to renting out CDs or DVDs of movies. Counterfeiting. Counterfeiting means creating copies of original software that look just like it. This includes the packaging, CD DVDs, and the manuals. Software created by Microsoft are most commonly counterfeited because of their widespread use. Online piracy. This is the fastest growing form of piracy that involves downloading illegal software. There are various websites from which anyone can download pirated software. The following steps can be taken to stop software piracy. 1. Purchasing software from reputed sellers. 2. Purchase software from manufacturer's website. 3. Register your software and report piracy. We now move on to violation of privacy. Every person has a right to privacy. It is the right of a person to decide whether their personal information can be shared with other people. It is unethical to make a note of the password of some other person's email account and log into their account without permission. Violating intellectual property rights. Intellectual property rights are the rights given to a person over his or her creation. According to intellectual property rights, the creator has right to stop others from using their work without permission. However, these rights are for a certain period of time only. Copyright. Copyright is a term used to describe the rights that creators have over their contents or artistic works. It is a type of intellectual property right given to photographers, authors, architects, publishers, music composers, painters, sculptors, computer programmers, and so on. The term copyright is formed by the combination of two words, copy and right, which means all rights reserved. There is a symbol for copyright. It is a C within a circle. We now move on to digital footprints. You leave behind your footprints on a wet beach. In the same way, when you browse different websites, you leave digital footprints. Digital footprint is the information about a particular person that exists on the internet as a result of his or her online activity. While using the internet, you perform various activities such as registering for websites, sending emails, uploading images and videos, making online transactions, posting comments and so on. These activities leave traces of your personal information online. Therefore, it is important to keep a track of your activities and the information you post online. You leave digital footprints while doing some activities online, such as accessing social networking website, online shopping, and blogging. Let us now take a look at the safety measures that you should take while using the internet. Number one, personal information. Protect your personal information. Do not respond to an email that asks for your personal information. You must never share your name, home address, school name, or mobile number with an unknown person while using the internet. Antivirus. Install and update your antivirus software regularly. Scan your computer on a regular basis. Passwords. Passwords should never be shared with anyone except for your parents. Always make sure you have logged out of your computer when using the internet in a cyber cafe or library. If possible, keep changing your passwords every month. Your password must be a combination of letters, numbers, and special characters. These types of passwords are hard to crack and keep your information safe. Online advertisements. Do not buy anything online without consulting your parents. Some advertisements may try to trick you by offering free things or telling you that you have won something. This is their way of collecting your personal information. Using firewall. Firewall is a security system for a network of computers that can be implemented through hardware or software or a combination of both. It works like a filter between your computer and the internet. It controls the access to selected websites and adjusts the web browser to open only the selected websites. It provides a layer of security which prevents attackers from accessing your information. Social networking. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and so on are the most commonly used social networking websites. These websites have a minimum age requirement to sign up. These requirements are there to protect you. Once you sign up on any social networking website, be careful about sharing your personal information. Do remember that these simple guidelines may keep you safe, but criminals are devising newer methods time to time. So be alert and stay away about emerging technologies. It is a key to prevent cybercrime.